/confinement. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good evening and welcome to the Drastic Plastic Program. I'm your host, Doug Ford. We've got a lot of good music lined up for you for this evening, both new and old. So let's kick things off right away and let's check out this brand new single from this Leeds band in the UK that we've been following. They're called Yard Act, and this is their new song, Dark Days, on the Drastic Plastic Program.
That's where the trail goes cold. My shoulders shudder at the thought of puffing my chest out as I walk home alone. Under the arches, there's this bloke with a car boot full of stolen phones, knock-off cologne and mink carcasses. Limit condition from Selfridges, mate. I see arsonists with business rates etched on the back of empty matchboxes, and police officers getting their truncheons polished off in the bushes, wondering what all the fuss is about and what I'm looking at. But if looks could kill, my vacant gaze wouldn't even pierce the skin. I'm not lazy, ambition's just something I've no interest in. At least when I meet my maker, I'll embrace all my mistakes as I descend into the bowels of hell with a shit-eating grin on my face.
Dark days.
It's a never-ending cycle of abuse.
Dark days.
I have the blues and I can't shake them loose.
Dark days.
I have the blues and I can't shake them loose.
Dark days.
It's a never-ending cycle of abuse. We're skeptic due to how the media have depicted you. Though getting to know you better, we clicked and so we stuck together. Turning the corner of the burning cenotaph, but those coppers clocked us, stopped us and shook us up and down with no grounds to and no due process. They started discussing whether to let us off for doing nothing or maybe pop us for looking like we might be hiding something. And the radio buzzed in.
They can't beat my rhythm up.
fuck, I bought you enough time not to get shot.
Dark days.
It's a never-ending cycle of abuse.
Dark days.
I had the blues and I can't shake them loose.
Dark days.
I had the blues and I can't shake them loose.
Dark days.
It's a never-ending cycle of abuse.
Dark days.
It's a never-ending cycle of abuse.
Dark days.
I had the blues and I can't shake them loose.
Dark days.
I had the blues and I can't shake them loose.
Dark days.
We'll be right back.
Okay, welcome back to the Sound of the Spoken Word here on the Drastic Plastic program. What we just heard in that last set was a band from Sweden. They've been around for a long time, at least from 1997 when they first formed. The band was called The Shermans. This is from their 2000 album called In Technicolor. And from The Shermans we heard the song Dumbhead. Before that it was Heinz. They're a four-piece garage pop band that come from Madrid with Charlotta Cosales on vocal and guitar. We heard something from their 2018 album called I Don't Run. The song we heard was a song called The Club. The Total Rejection before that from the UK. They definitely have a sound that's reminiscent of the Medway sound. In particular, maybe a sound like The Prisoners, perhaps, The Milkshakes. Definitely have that great feel to it. That comes from an album called Wrapping Yourself in Silver Foil. We heard the song called The Legendary Orgasm. That was The Total Rejection. Before that, it was the Dead Bambis from a compilation called Tokyo Cheek at Etsu, Volume 1, released in 2018. The Dead Bambis gave us a song called Meltdown of Love, and we began things off with Yard Act. I really like these guys. This is another release from them, a single. You can find them on Bandcamp. They come from Leeds. This is a single called Dark Days. More music for you when we come back. This is the Drastic Plastic program. You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
On public transit, I wear my mask. I do it for others, my family, friends, and people in my neighborhood. I do it because we all have a role to play for our community and those we love. COVID-19 is still around, so let's keep at it. Let's continue to protect ourselves properly. We're fighting the virus, and we're up to the task. That's why on public transit, we all have to wear a mask.
All against one. All against COVID-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Hi, I'm Bernard Fleming, Executive Director of the MRP Foundation. I'm here to remind you that cold and flu season is just around the corner, and thousands of people will be in need of your help and your mucus. On behalf of this year's Mucus Recovery Project, I'm begging you, please, please give early and give often. It's a little-known fact that many people are physically unable to produce their own mucus. For them, phlegm is just a dream. The reality is, they're left high and dry. But with your help and others like you, life-enriching and body-cleansing mucus can be gathered, purified, and redistributed to the folks who really need it. The MRP is completely self-supporting and gets no help from Washington. That's why we need you. So what do you say? How about hocking one up for those who really need it? To find out how you can help, contact the Mucus Recovery Project at 1-800-HOT-TUI. Please, give a spit.
Oh, thank you.
Sound.
See?
K-U-T-T 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
This past week was the marking of another passing of one of our favorite rock players from the years gone by, a band that I liked and kind of grew up with in some way, the New York Dolls, and former guitar player Sylvain passed away 2 weeks ago, which actually now marks the fact that Sylvain's passing, David Johansen, lead singer from the band, is the last remaining live player from that original lineup, with drummer Jerry Nolan passing in 1992, guitar player Johnny Thunders passed away in 1991, bass player Walter Luhr in 2004. You can even throw in Billy Mercia, who once played with the band during a period of time, passed away in 1972, and guitar player Rick Rivets passed away in 2019. It's a long list, but Sylvain was maybe the most affable and likable character, I think, really, within the band, and his passing marks now some good memories as I remember buying my first New York Dolls, the debut album, as a pimply young teenager from Dutchie's Record Cave, when Dutchie's Record Cave was actually a cave downstairs on St. Catherine Street. And I bought it basically based on the articles that I would read from my brother's Cream magazine and from the cover, which I thought as a young teenager, wow, this is pretty outrageous the way they were dressed up. It was like glam rock on steroids. So as I sheepishly took the album to the front counter to pay for it, I remember the fellow behind the counter looking back at me and sort of giving me a silent nod. And so I walked away with that album, put it on, and it was something like I'd never heard before. I mean, from listening to all kinds of rock in the mid-70s, this was something that was... It certainly wasn't punk just yet, as punk was to be defined, but it certainly was something a whole lot different from Deep Purple, Led Zeppelin, and others. So I would like to open up this next set with a remake by them from their 2009 album, 'Cause I Says So, a song written by David Johansen and Sylvain. This is the New York Dolls remaking Trash on the Drastic Plastic program.
Trash, sweet baby. alive. Yes, you're saying hello to the ridiculous. Hey, saying hello to some crumb or to some blood brother. Hey, Laura Love. You live in a world full of whores. Yeah, words get wasted. My slaughter's on subways. Yeah, lover of love, lover of love, there's no realities, no expectations, no possibilities, no respect. Yeah, lies out of sight. Yeah, the noise is too much. Yeah, she's selling out. Yeah, with touch deals and more deception. Dies against the wind. Oh, lover of love, lover of love. Yeah, ridiculous eternal beings. Too afraid to laugh. Yeah, they follow down in those footsteps. Yeah, pain the creature.
Shared a chicken dog with Rufus Thomas? You should. Did you know that RL got soul and that there really are two kinds of love? You should. Did you know that the John Spencer Blues Explosion have a new record out called Now I Got Worry? A record jam-packed with raw sweat and naked emotion that kicks like a mule while giving you the deepest, sweatiest, dirtiest soul kiss you've ever tasted. Now I Got Worry. The latest record from the John Spencer Blues Explosion. It's time to lock your doors, turn out the lights, disconnect the phone, and let the Blues Explosion give you two kinds of love.
Now I got worry. come on down.
To prevent the spread of the virus, wear a mask in public places, such as on public transit and in grocery stores and businesses. The best way to protect your health and the health of those around you is still to follow recognized hygiene measures. For example, washing your hands regularly and keeping your distance. Let's continue to protect ourselves. Find out more at quebec.ca/mask. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Do you remember the days when water was water? I'm talking about real water, straight from the faucet. No bubbles, no fancy flavors or filtering, no exotic-sounding foreign names. Just a tall, cool glass of water straight from your kitchen sink. Well, thanks to the folks at Tap Water Beverages, those memories are as close as the bottled water aisle of your local supermarket. You see, the tap water bottling process captures all of the lead, bacteria, mercury, and traces of actual raw sewage that gives tap water that distinctive flavor you remember from your childhood. And yes, they even remembered the fluoride. Woo-hoo! Tap water. Taste the memory.
This is CKUT-FM.
Imagine if all the people in the world thought this way.
Mind blown.
Okay, and welcome back. What we just heard in that last set, that was some Hill Country Blues as played by R.L. Burnside from his great album of 1997, I believe, called Mr. Wizard, and a track called Georgia Women. And that came at a time when R.L. Burnside was in the forefront of a lot of musical efforts, been discovered or pushed, let's say, to the forefront by the likes of, let's say, John Spencer Blues Explosion and John Spencer himself, who we played before that. From John Spencer Blues Explosion's album Now I Got Worry, we heard a song called Hot Shit. Before that, it was an album recorded in 1996, which was not extraordinarily well received, but certainly something definitely worth checking out and listening to. It was an album called Cubist Blues, and it was a compilation effort by Alex Chilton, Ben Vaughn, and Alan Vega. Alan Vega, of course, from Suicide. And you can hear all the tones that are reminiscent of all three of those players. And the song we heard was a song called Lover of Love. Check out the album if you can. It's called Cubist Blues. Before that, we heard from Delvon Lamar Organ Trio. They record on Coal Mine Records, as we mentioned, a great label which provides fantastic soul music of a modern time. And this was a single of theirs called Concussion, but Delvon Lamar Organ Trio also has a brand new album out. And they have a sound, of course, which is very reminiscent of, let's say, Booker T. Jones, and, of course, with the heavy B3 Hammond organ. And we began things off with the New York Dolls from their 2009 release, 'Cause I Says So, and a remake of their track, Trash. Don't forget, at 11 o'clock, it'll be the 27th hour of horror, mayhem, chaos, and disaster. All of that at 11 o'clock. But right now, let's listen to some words. Some words from a wordsmith who recorded this live album called Jamming in New York. A great comedian and someone who I'm sure we would love to hear from today. This is George Carlin.
I appreciate that. Good to have a little sip of this. The water, I assume, is still safe to drink in New York, huh? Actually, I gotta be fair with you. I'm only setting you up a little bit. It's just not a trick question, but it's just a setup because I don't really care about the water, to tell you the truth. I just love to hear the answer to that question. I ask that question everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, I say, how's the water? Haven't gotten a positive answer yet. Not one. Last year, I was in 40 states, 100 cities. Not one audience was able to say to me, yes, enjoy some of our fine local water. It is pure and it is good. Of course, I know a lot of people don't talk that way anymore, but nobody trusts the local water supply. Nobody. And that amuses me. I like that. I admit I'm a bit perverted, but it amuses me that no one can really trust the water anymore. And the thing I like about it the most is it means the system is beginning to collapse and everything is slowly breaking down. I enjoy chaos and disorder. Not just because they help me professionally. They're also my hobby. You see, I'm an entropy fan. I'm an entropy fan. When I first heard of entropy in high school science, I was attracted to it immediately. When they told me that in nature, all systems are breaking down, I thought, what a good thing. What a good thing. Perhaps I can make some small contribution in this area myself. And of course, it's not just in nature. In this country, the whole social structure just beginning to collapse, you watch. Just beginning now to come apart at the edges and the seams. And the thing I like about that is that it means it makes the news on television more interesting, makes the television news more exciting, makes it more fun. I watch television news for one thing and one thing only, entertainment. That's all I want from the news, entertainment. You know my favorite thing on television? Bad news. Bad news and disasters and accidents and catastrophes. I want to see some explosions and fires. I want to see shit blowing up and bodies flying around. I'm not interested in the budget. I don't care about tax negotiations. I don't want to know what country the fucking Pope is in. But you show me a hospital that's on fire and people on crutches are jumping off the roof and I'm a happy guy. I'm a happy guy. I'm a happy guy. I want to see a paint factory blowing up. I want to see an oil refinery explode. I want to see a tornado hit a church on Sunday. I want to see some guy running to the Kmart with an automatic weapon firing at the clerks. I want to see thousands of people in the street killing policemen. I want to hear about a nuclear meltdown. I want to know the stock market dropped 2,000 points in one day. I want to see people under pressure. Sirens, flames, smoke, bodies, graves being filled, parents weeping, exciting shit. My kind of TV. I just want some entertainment. It's just the kind of guy I am. It's the kind of guy I am. You know what I love the most? When big chunks of concrete and fiery wood are falling out of the sky and people are running around trying to get out of the way. Exciting shit. That's why I watch auto racing. That's the only reason I watch auto racing. I'm waiting for some accidents, man. I want to see some cars on fire. I don't care about a bunch of redneck jack-offs driving 500 miles in a circle. 500 miles in a circle? Children can do that, for Christ's sake. Doesn't impress me. I want to see some schmuck with his hair on fire running around punching his own head, trying to put it out. I want to see the pits explode. I want to see a car doing a 200-mile-an-hour cartwheel. Hey, where else besides auto racing am I going to see a 23-car collision and not be in, the son of a bitch? And if a car flies out of control, lands in the stands, and kills 50 spectators, fine. Fuck them. Serves them right. They paid to get in. Let them take their chances with everybody else. Just means more fun for me. More fun for me. Hey, at least I admit it. At least I admit it. Most people won't admit to those feelings. Most people see something like that on television, they'll say, oh, isn't that awful? Isn't that too bad? Lying asshole. Lying assholes. You love it and you know it. Explosions are fun. And hey, the closer the explosion is to your house, the more fun it is. Did you ever notice that? Sometimes you have the TV on and you're working around the house. Some guy comes on television and says, 6,000 people were killed in an explosion today. You say, where, where? He says, in Pakistan. You say, oh, fuck Pakistan. Too far away to be any fun. But if he says it happened in your hometown, you'll say, whoa, hot shit. Come on, Dave, let's go look at the bodies. Let's go look at the bodies. I love bad news. I love bad news. Hey, The more bad news there is, the faster this system collapses. Fine by me. Fine by me. Don't bother my ass. Don't bother my ass, none. I'm glad the water sucks. I'm glad it sucks. You know what I do about it? I drink it. Unless it really smells, if it really smells a lot like sulfur, then I might buy a soda. But it's got to be a soda loaded with chemical additives. I like a lot of chemical additives in the things I eat and drink. See, I'm not one of these people who's worried about everything. You got people like this around you. Country's full of them now. People walking around all day long, every minute of the day, worried about everything. Worried about the air, worried about the water, worried about the soil. Worried about insecticides, pesticides, food additives, carcinogens. Worried about radon gas, worried about asbestos. Worried about saving endangered species. Let me tell you about endangered species, all right? Saving endangered species is just one more arrogant attempt by humans to control nature. It's arrogant meddling. It's what got us in trouble in the first place. Doesn't anybody understand that? Interfering with nature. Way over 90% of all the species that have ever lived on this planet, ever lived, are gone. Whoosh. They're extinct. We didn't kill them all. They just disappeared. That's what nature does. They disappear these days at the rate of 25 a day. And I mean regardless of our behavior. Irrespective of how we act on this planet, 25 species that were here today will be gone tomorrow. Let them go gracefully. Leave nature alone. Haven't we done enough? We're so self-important. So self-important. Everybody's going to save something now. Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales, save those snails. And the greatest arrogance of all, save the planet. What? Are these fucking people kidding me? Save the planet? We don't even know how to take care of ourselves yet. We haven't learned how to care for one another. We're gonna save the fucking planet? I'm getting tired of that shit. Tired of that shit. I'm tired of fucking Earth Day. I'm tired of these self-righteous environmentalists, these white bourgeois liberals who think the only thing wrong with this country is there aren't enough bicycle paths. People trying to make the world safe for their Volvos. Besides, environmentalists don't give a shit about the planet. They don't care about the planet. Not in the abstract, they don't. Not in the abstract, they don't. You know what they're interested in? A clean place to live. Their own habitat. They're worried that someday in the future they might be personally inconvenienced. Narrow, unenlightened self-interest doesn't impress me. Besides, there is nothing wrong with the planet. Nothing wrong with the planet. The planet is fine. The people are fucked. Difference. Difference. The planet is fine. Compared to the people, the planet is doing great. Been here 4.5 billion years. Do you ever think about the arithmetic? Planet has been here 4.5 billion years. We've been here, what, 100,000? Maybe 200,000? And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit to think that somehow we're a threat? That somehow we're gonna put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just a-floating around the sun? The planet has been through a lot worse than us. Been through all kinds of things worse than us. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, hundreds of thousands of years of bombardment by comets and asteroids and meteors, worldwide floods, tidal waves, worldwide fires, erosion, cosmic rays, recurring ice ages, and we think some plastic bags and some aluminum cans are going to make a difference? The planet isn't going anywhere. We are. We're going away. Pack your shit, folks. We're going away. And we won't leave much of a trace either. Thank God for that. Maybe a little styrofoam. Maybe. Little styrofoam. Planet will be here and we'll be long gone. Just another failed mutation. Just another closed-end biological mistake. An evolutionary cul-de-sac. The planet will shake us off like a bad case of fleas. a surface nuisance. You want to know how the planet's doing? Ask those people at Pompeii who are frozen into position from volcanic ash how the planet's doing. Want to know if the planet's all right? Ask those people in Mexico City or Armenia or 100 other places buried under thousands of tons of earthquake rubble if they feel like a threat to the planet this week. How about those people in Kilauea, Hawaii, who build their homes right next to an active volcano and then wonder why they have lava in the living room? The planet will be here for a long, long, long time after we're gone, and it will heal itself, it will cleanse itself, because that's what it does. It's a self-correcting system. The air and the water will recover, the earth will be renewed, and if it's true that plastic is not degradable, well, the planet will simply incorporate plastic into a new paradigm, the earth plus plastic. The earth doesn't share our prejudice towards plastic. Plastic came out of the Earth. The Earth probably sees plastic as just another one of its children. Could be the only reason the Earth allowed us to be spawned from it in the first place. It wanted plastic for itself. Didn't know how to make it. Needed us. Could be the answer to our age-old egocentric philosophical question, why are we here? Plastic. Asshole. So, the plastic is here, our job is done, we can be phased out now. And I think that's begun, don't you think that's already started? I think, to be fair, the planet sees us as a mild threat, something to be dealt with, and the planet can defend itself in an organized collective way, the way a beehive or an ant colony can, a collective defense mechanism. The planet will think of something. What would you do if you were the planet? How would you defend yourself against this troublesome, pesky species? Let's see, viruses. Viruses might be good. They seem vulnerable to viruses. And viruses are tricky, always mutating and forming new strains whenever a vaccine is developed. Perhaps this first virus could be one that compromises the immune system of these creatures, perhaps a human immunodeficiency virus, making them vulnerable to all sorts of other diseases and infections that might come along. And maybe it could be spread sexually, making them a little reluctant to engage in the act of reproduction. Well, that's a poetic note. And it's a start. And I can dream, can't I? See, I don't worry about the little things. Bees, trees, whales, snails. I think we're part of a greater wisdom than we will ever understand. A higher order. Call it what you want. Know what I call it? The big electron. The big electron. Whoa. 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 It doesn't punish. It doesn't reward. It doesn't judge at all. It just is. And so are we. For a little while. Thanks for being here with me for a little while tonight. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. And take care of somebody else. Thank you. Good night.
And around the world on the internet. It's the 1st of February, 11 o'clock. Let's waste some time, let's rock and roll, let's go to the 27th hour of chaos, horror, and disorder in rock and roll paradise. Yeah! Everybody loves that. Don't you? I do. Oh man, it's cool. I feel great. And so much energy and rocking. It's so loud. Exciting things. I am, of course, your captain. Let's get the show going with some dark
zero time. Oh, what a...